96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When most people hear the term menopause, they usually think about hot flashes. But this change of life for women is much, much more than that. On this Medical Monday, we're digging into this medical issue and answering your questions about menopause tonight. My guest is Dr. Aye Otubu. She is a Howard University Hospital family physician. If you have any questions or comments about menopause, we invite you to give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Otubu, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, first and foremost, what is menopause? Just give me the working definition.
So it's a transition that generally happens for women between the ages of 40 and 55, and the average age is 51, and it's where you have a decrease in the amount of estrogen that is produced in the body so that you essentially stop having periods.
Why does it happen? I mean, is it just part of the aging process?
Yes. It is. Women are born with so many eggs initially, and the follicles are what produce estrogen. Over time, as you age, the number of follicles you have decreases, so the amount of estrogen you produce decreases also. And so you then no longer have periods when you don't produce enough to produce the estrogens which are needed for you to have ovulation, et cetera, to have a period.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of women that I've known, you know, over the years, relatives and the like, that are approaching or have approached middle age, a lot of them look forward to not having to worry about menstrual cycles anymore, but they're not so much looking forward to menopause, particularly as it relates to hot flashes. What is a hot flash?
They're vasomotor symptoms.
Vasomotor symptoms. I love it. Okay, so help me with that one, okay?
They're just changes in the way the vessels in your body kind of function. And so the hormones allow you to feel hot in certain moments and then you're cold in other moments. And we can treat it, though.
Okay. But when you're hot, mm-hmm. is this metabolism or is it just a temperature rise?
It's more of a temperature. It's a hormonal change. It's the hormone. Yeah, it's a hormonal change that's causing you to have that instability in the temperature of your body.
Because anywhere you go, you can go to a restaurant, you can be in church, you could be walking around on a winter day or a spring day like this weekend where it's cold,
yeah.
And you can tell when a woman is having hot flashes. I mean, she gets to fanning and she will begin to develop a, you know, perspiration and the like. But these things don't last long.
Mm-mm.
And I guess that's why they call them flashes.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't. They could be minutes to hours. It depends on the individual.
Hours?
Yeah, for some people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can have one a day. You can have multiple in an hour. It just depends.
Well, let's find out what our listeners are saying. I have a lot of questions about menopause. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Margaret calling from D.C. Margaret, thanks for calling. You can turn your radio down. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to know about the hot flashes.
What specifically did you want to know?
I've been
turn your radio down, Margaret, please. Listen to
hot flashes causes the medicine that they offer causes cancer. And, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, turn your radio. Is your radio off or down?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, go ahead with your question, please.
Okay, I've been told that the medicine that they offer for the hot flashes sometimes causes breast cancer. And I have hot flashes. I have them terrible. So I just wanted to ask, first off, is it true? And second, is there anything that they can offer that I can take to minimize them or, you know, stop it at once?
What kind of medicine is she talking about?
You're probably talking about estrogen. So okay. Hormone replacement therapy is what has been discussed as being linked to breast cancer. But there's a lot of evidence out there now, actually, that suggests that it is safe. It's recommended by ACOG to use
ACOG.
That's all right. American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
Mm-hmm.
And so treatment for menopause with hormone replacement therapy is safe. Recommendation is for the lowest dose possible for the shortest period possible. So generally less than 5 years has been seen to not be specifically associated with breast cancer, but longer mm-hmm. use may be.
Mm-hmm. Margaret, okay. talk to me about your symptoms, because first of all, you're talking to a man here, so we can observe, but we certainly can't be there. And you say you have terrible hot flashes. Give me an example, please.
Okay. I've noticed that when I eat carbs, anything sweet, potato chips, anything, pastas, that's what sets them off.
Mm-hmm. How long do they last?
It's like a burning sensation from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, it's indescribable, really.
How long do they last?
Yeah, I've had them maybe for about 5 years now. I had a hysterectomy.
I see. Mm. I
so
see.
That's what caused, like, a year to the date. That's when I started the hot flashes.
And how old are you?
I'm 45.
You're 45. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Margaret. Thank you so much for sharing. Please go ahead, doctor.
Thank
you.
Thanks for your question. So the estrogen replacement therapy I was talking about is it's important to know if a woman has a uterus or not.
Mm-hmm.
So
why
in your case, because unopposed estrogen for prolonged periods can increase your risk of uterine cancer.
Unopposed meaning?
Meaning being exposed to estrogen for a long time.
I see.
Yeah, without addition of progesterone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Margaret, again, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Of course, we're talking about menopause tonight, trying to unravel the mystery surrounding it. Let's talk to LaWan from Landover. LaWan.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you? Go ahead.
Fine,
what's on your
you.
Mind?
I just had a comment. I was listening to the earlier guest speak. I, too, had a hysterectomy I had it in 2008, and I'm 50 years old now. And I started to experience a little bit of hot flashes and just not knowing what to do. But I did find, and I don't know if the doctor has heard of this, but I did find a natural substance that was called black cohosh.
Mm.
And I researched it a little bit. I went into GNC, and actually one of the gentlemen there, he was funny because he said they had a lot of women who were coming and asking, and he looked up to find out, you know, he researched it himself because he said, why are they coming to get this? What is this?
And he was
able to tell me a little bit about it as well, but it has worked very well for me.
What is it called?
It's called black cohosh. It's the natural root, and it came in a pill form, and I got it at GNC, but I had researched about it at first, and it has worked very well for me.
Hmm. Let me ask the doctor about that, your opinion about naturopathic or
holistic,
thank you,
mm-hmm, sure.
Treatments. Because certainly when people are having extreme symptoms related to any kind of medical situation, you know, often they look elsewhere outside of, you know, traditional medicine. Your thoughts about black cohosh, as she was describing it.
Yeah, that there have been some studies done, but it's not it's not definitive, so the evidence isn't robust in terms of the naturopathic items that you can use. Black cohosh, the thing there is the phytoestrogens, so the plant estrogens, that's the effect that you're seeing with black cohosh.
I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and two, because I had a benign tumor on my liver removed some years ago, and the doctor even suggests that I minimize any hormones or hormonal substances filtering through my liver.
Yeah.
And no issues with it or anything, God, but it was just one thing that he had mentioned to me. And, of course, I'm following through, but I was happy to find that that worked for me, because it may not work for everyone, but mm-hmm. okay. it did for me. But I was just researching it.
Well, Luan, thank you so much for sharing with us, and I wish you all the best health. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about menopause. If you can't get through, please keep trying. We will be taking calls up until 8 o'clock. A lot of people have concerns about menopause and some of the issues that come with it, so please definitely keep calling. Marcia calling from Southeast DC. There you go. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for having this topic. I have been menopausal since I was 50. I don't want to take any type of medicine, no type of way, doctor, but I do pretty much watch my diet and I exercise maybe like up to 7 times a week. But do you have any other suggestions? Because, again, I don't want to take any type of hormone or any type of drug, no type of way. You know what I mean? Mm. And how long will my symptoms last? Because it's been almost 4 years. Thank you.
They can last for up to 8 years, generally.
8 years. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can, if you don't want to take any medication, then the options are more lifestyle. So you said you're exercising, you're trying to eat right, because as you heard the first caller, certain things may trigger more symptoms than others, based on your experience. But so doing things like layering, you know, wearing multiple layers of clothes so that when you do get hot, you can take things off. Mm-hmm. Is really useful. Drinking cool liquids so that your internal temperature remains relatively low is helpful as well. Avoiding things like coffee, caffeine, caffeinated drinks that can stimulate a little bit more might be helpful to you.
Let's talk briefly, because I've got to take a break in about 2 minutes, but I want to drill down a little bit more about hysterectomies and why and what role menopause plays, whether it's a partial hysterectomy or a full hysterectomy, whether or not during the course of a hysterectomy a woman keeps her ovaries. When you have, let's say, partial hysterectomy, does that mean that it triggers or can it trigger menopause?
So when you say partial hysterectomy, usually what that would mean is that the uterus is removed, but the ovaries were not.
Okay.
So if your ovaries are not removed, then your likelihood, depending on what age, right, you're having the hysterectomy, the likelihood of having early, maybe menopause, is decreased.
Okay.
If you are older when you have a hysterectomy, but you still have your eggs, then nothing is being affected, basically, because the follicles are still being produced and you're still producing estrogen, and so your body is still functioning in that way. You won't obviously have a period because you have no uterus, but mm-hmm. hot flashes and that kind of stuff generally won't be an issue. It will be more of your natural progression.
I see. Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is Medical Monday, and we're talking to Dr. Aye Otubu. She is a Howard University Hospital family physician. We are taking your phone calls tonight. If you were on the phone, please do not hang up. That includes Renee from Waldorf. You will be able to hear the program. Patty calling from Baltimore, Janet from Silver Spring, and Giovanna calling from Bladensburg. We will be talking to you on the SiriusXM channel 141 side, so please stay with us. I'll be picking your phones up in just a moment. Coming up, of course, the Daily Drum, continuing on SiriusXM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this discussion about menopause in just a few seconds. Stay with us, please. The Howard University.